Mrs. Was Zalman op den Avon Durden? Whatever that means. I think it's a Dutch drinking song. This should be with harpsichord or lute or organ or something, but actually I think it's, and hopefully will be, I'm pretty without, and sort of to show you what I've been working on, there are very few people that play Renaissance flute, and most of the people play the same music on, and also what I was just playing it. They usually play that on recorder and not the Renaissance flute. But in those days, let's say 1600 and 1590s, especially virtuosos on various Renaissance instruments were in great demand, and they what they would do often is like these Von Eyck pieces. They would take popular melodies of the time and they would jazz them up, sort of a lot of times improvising, but different people had different formulas that they would use to fill up certain intervals. And So actually, it's been pointed out that in this particular collection by Bassano, and yesterday I played a piece by Bassano, it was called a Ricercari, I didn't say that, but it was the only piece that I played on this flute, and it was like an improvisation that he wrote. He didn't specify what instrument it was for, although you certainly can play it on transverse flute. But he also wrote, Giovanni Bassano, some, they call them today diminutions or variations, not variations really, because, well, the diminutions, it's just once through, but you sort of fill up the harmony by ornamenting it. So it's diminutions means an ornamented version of, he wrote the diminutions to many tunes that were very well known. And I was about to say, it's been pointed out that these tunes in this collection were about 30 years old at the time, or 40 years old. They were really in the ears of the folks. So I think I'll play the melody first, and then I'll play the variation that Bassano wrote.
Thank you.
sort of see why it's not variations on that tune, because the tune is so long in the first place. But it is more interesting too with an accompaniment of some kind, just to show you the kinds of things that I'm sort of working out. And well, there are a lot of spaces in there too that I just glossed over. I should have waited, sat here and waited for a few bars and then come in, but I compacted those places. But actually, these songs are all originally five or four or six part songs. And so it's especially beautiful when you have in, say, the organ, the other parts underneath the top line are all played by the various fingers of the keyboard player, and then on top of that, this ornamented line, it's really... like to play, Telemann wrote 12 fantasies for unaccompanied flute, and I'd like to play one. This is the third one in B minor. Thank you. More of these Krishna pieces from last night with the exotic titles, and I didn't get to the French dictionary, so I'm gonna have to do some guessing. But this first one is pretty easy. Well, actually, I think I'll do a more obscure one. I don't know what clarté means. C-L-A-R-T-E with an accent. At the tranquil, whatever that is, of intelligence. So I wish I made it to the library.
Thank you. meet this guy, this Kirschman, because he writes so nicely for the flute. Let's see if there's one more. Oh yeah. Two lousy words. The blank of the blank. Les vrilles, V-R-I-L-L-E-S. De la vigne, V-I-G-N-E. Anybody? Any help on that one?
Slides by a fellow named Keith Brisbane, who's an electrical contractor in Wenatchee, and he came to our new photography club in Leavenworth a year and a half ago and presented this series of slides and made all kinds of apologies for his work, which he should not have done. And since then, his life has had some rather strange turns, and he's not interested and involved in photography at all these days, and I can't even give these back to him. And so I'm kind of fortunate because he lets me sort of trot them around and show them and share them, and so I'm doing just that. And when I heard Jeff play last night, then I thought that these lovely slides and Jeff's improvisations would go so nicely together, so we've only had a moment or two for me to quickly go through all of the slides for him and then tray them up for the dissolve unit and then show him how the dissolves work together. And I'm just going to do the slides and he's going to do his improvisations, and we'll see what beautiful things happen. And then if the people in my class want to talk about the slides and how he did some of these things, so we can do that tomorrow, but I'll just let the pictures and the music work together. So if the people upstairs want to scooch, oh my goodness, you're all over the place up there. Can you see? I'm afraid these beams are going to be in the way for the top of some of the pictures. John, are you up there?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. So we haven't actually done this, okay? We just kind of think we know how it's going to go. So.
Where are the lights?
One more.
One closer to you, Bob. Yeah.